要研究的是这个提多书。
Today we want to study the book of Titus.
接下来呢，我们要谈的第二章的时候，我们会谈到几段这个圣经的这个几节，可能对大家可能有震动性。
And we might be looking at some verses that's controversial to some.
可是因为我们是释经讲，我不可以跳过去。
But because we practice expository preaching, so I do not have the liberty to skip over those verses.
我们一起来学习。
So we want to come together and learn.
谦卑的学习。
And to learn humbly.
所以今天我们要继续一起参考保罗写给提多书，保罗写给提多给克里特教会的指示。
And today we are going to continue to look at Paul's letter to Titus.Which contains his instructions to the church at Crete.
那这提多书，如果你上次没来的时候，是吧？我们说提多书的主题就在一章五节。
If you missed the last sermon on Titus, we have said that the main theme of Titus is in chapter 1 verse 5.
保罗指示提多在克里特岛上设立长老。
Paul instructed Titus to appoint elders on the island of Crete.
那克里特的教会非常的年轻，他们没有这个设立这个领袖。
The church in Crete is very young and they do not have established elders yet.
所以提多所要做的就是选择或设立克里特岛的第一批领袖。
And so Titus has this work or task.To establish the first batch of leaders in the island of Crete.
那使徒时代要过去的时候，接手的就是这些领袖。
The apostolic era is passing all away, and those who are going to take over will be these leaders.
所以提多这个任务非常非常的重要。
So Titus have a very important task.
那如果他让一些狼混进去这个领袖的群体的时候，这个教会就会什么受到毁灭。
If he allows wolves to come into this group of leaders, then the sheep will be destroyed.
那我们学习这个教会历史，我们非常明白这一个道理。
And as we go through church history, we understand this truth.
如果你给一个、两个、十个领袖是异端，你的教会就完蛋了，因为他会毁掉你的教会。
If there's one or two or ten leaders who are heretics, then the church is finished because those heretics will destroy the church.
为什么教会进入黑暗时期？因为黑暗时期的这些教父都是什么？他们都不信圣经，他们不遵从圣经。
Why did the church enter the dark ages? That's because during the dark ages, the leaders of the church do not believe nor do they practice the Bible.
所以使徒们非常注重他们的接班人。他也提醒，不断地提醒教会要提防什么？提防这个狼。
So the apostles paid attention to those who are their successors, and they kept warning them to beware of wolves.
所以上一回我们分析了这个书卷的分段，我们说第一章是这个长老的资格，第二章就是我们要提到这个教会应该教什么教真理的事。
And last time we looked at the structure of the book where the first chapter talks about the qualifications of elders and the second chapter is about teaching sound doctrine.
所以我们已经回答了教会应该谁带领。
We've already answered the question, who should lead the church?
那我们看了教会历史中教文说不是要求这个带领者完全，可是他的这个名誉是佳美的。
And we have quoted John Calvin who said that blamelessness does not mean that the leader is sinless, but rather he should be a man of unblemished reputation.
所以从第二章我们要回答这一个问题。那选择了这个长老最后，教会选择了长老，现在教会应该教什么？
So from chapter 2, today we will answer the question, what should the church teach after they have established the elders?
好，所以我们一起翻到提多书第二章，我们先把整章念完。
So please open your Bibles to Titus chapter 2, we will read the whole chapter.
但你所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理，劝老年人要节制，端庄，自守在信心、爱心、忍耐上，都要纯全无瑕。又劝老年人老年妇人举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人。好，只教少年妇人爱丈夫、爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道被毁谤。 欲劝少年人要谨守你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样，在教训上要正直端庄，言语纯全，无可指责，叫那反对的人既无处可说我们的不是，便自觉羞愧。劝仆人要顺服自己的主人，凡事讨他的喜欢，不可顶撞他，不可私拿东西，要显为忠诚，以致凡事尊荣我们救主神的道。好，我们读到这里。
Titus chapter 2 verse 1 to 10, but as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderous or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Likewise, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. Show yourselves in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Slaves are to be submissive to their own masters in everything. They are to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior.
好，保罗这一封书信非常的实用，这一段非常的实际。
And Paul's letter here is extremely practical.
这里没有高言阔论，没有复杂的神学的理念。
There is no high sayings nor complicated doctrinal teachings.
这一封是写给年幼的克里特教会的清楚的指示。
This is an epistle written to a young church in Crete that contains clear instructions.
那实际不代表内容肤浅。
But practical does not mean that it is simplistic.
简单的词句不代表容易被人接受。
Simple teaching doesn't mean that it is easily accepted.
所以这一段有两个重点，教会应该教什么？这里的重点是，教会必须教导合乎圣经的生命。
And so, what this passage teaches is that the believers must live in a biblical manner.
然后第11到第15节，教会应该教导纯正的道理。
And from verses 11 to 15, the church must teach sound doctrine.
今天早上我们只花时间在前面的十节。
And this morning we will only look at the first 10 verses.
那在一章的第16节，你看他这里说保罗提到假教师的时候，他说他们什么？他说这些假教师，他们说他们认识神。
And in chapter 1, verse 10, when Paul talks about the false teachers, he talks about them as claiming to know God.
可是他们认识神，可是他们的行事与神什么相悖。
However, even though they claim to know God, whatever that they do contradicts God.
然后他怎么形容这些人？这些人是什么？可憎恶的，是悖逆的。
And he describes these people as people who are rebellious and detestable.
在各样的善事上是什么？可废弃的。
And they are not doing good works.
所以这里保罗在形容有一类人，他们很像很认识神。
So there is this group of people who appears to know God.
换我们今天的说法，这个人可能说他明白神学。
And in our modern terms, maybe this person might say that he is trained in theology.
这个人可能跟你说他上过神学院。
And maybe he has attended seminary.
然后他跟你说他上的神学是某某一个老师教导的。
And the seminary that he went to is taught by so and so teacher.
他这个人外表很虔诚。
And externally he is religious.
可是他做事的时候根本不像一个认识神的人。
But when he does things, he does not know, does not appear to even know God.
如果你在教会很久的时候，你认识这一些人。
If you've been to church long enough, you know such people.
论到神的全能，他能够跟你长篇大论。
If he talks about God's almightiness, this person can engage you in a long debate.
可是他生活有一点不愉快，他就马上埋怨神。
But if there's any unhappiness in his life, he will be immediately pointing fingers at God.
好的时候他说你要不断不停止聚会。
But when it is good, he will tell you, you should not stop gathering together.
情绪不好的时候讲神不公平我就不要聚会了我不要跟弟兄姐妹见面。
But when he is in a bad mood, he will not want to gather and he doesn't want to meet with brothers and sisters anymore.
所以他所教的所信的跟他所做的完全的相反这个是可什么可这个是悖逆的是真误的。
And so whatever that he does and whatever that he teaches, it is contradictory. Such people are detestable and is they are rebellious.
所以连接下去的二章一节就是继续的提。所以他不是断的话他就继续的提。
And so continuing to chapter 2 verse 1, this is not a different section at all. It is actually a continuation.
所以保罗这时候在二章一节说他做了一个对比他说对提都是你所讲的你所做的要合乎纯正的道理。
And he tells Titus now, but as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine.
他们讲的做的不一样，你讲的跟做的要一致。
What those people do, they are not, they are contradictory, but what you do, it must be, one.
所做的要合乎纯正的道理。
What you do must be in accord with sound doctrine.
如果你没有参加我们的这个第二部分的这个圣经班，我们在进行这个教会历史的教导。
If you also have been joining us in the second half of our program this morning, which is our Grace Bible School, you know that we are going through church history.
我们看了历史中的各个教会、各个教父，他们对付异端唯一的办法就是用真理、用圣经的话。
And we have seen that in the church of the past, the church fathers, how they would have dealt with heretics would always be using the Bible, which is the Word of God.
所以这里他叫提多，你要用纯正的道理。你所教的跟你所做的要一致。
And so Paul gives Titus the same instruction that he must be using sound doctrine and he must be one in what he does and what he teaches.
所以现在他对我们有指示，所以从第二节到第十节，他对教会不同这个年龄的、不同性别的这个弟兄姐妹都有他的指示。
And then he gives instructions for the different groups of people in the church.Different ages, different genders.
所以年长的弟兄、年长的姐妹、少年的姐妹跟少年的弟兄，就是我们全部人。
So there is the elderly man, there's the younger sister, the older sisters, and also the younger man. So it means everyone.
所以这些，当保罗提到这些话的时候，其实在罗马的社会是不受欢迎的。
Actually, when Paul wrote such words, they are not welcomed in a Roman society.
你看一章的第十二节。
Look at chapter 1 verse 12.
一章的十二节，这个是世俗的哲学家，怎么说克里特人？他们说，克里特人啊，是什么？说谎话，是恶善，又馋又懒。这是克里特人的这个象征。
And in chapter 1 verse 12, one of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons, and this would be the characteristic of a Cretan.
所以如果今天我们听了我们有点对保罗说的话反感不用紧因为其实当克里特人听到保罗说继续他们说这个是 not with the times, Paul.
If today when we hear Paul's words and we find that it's a bit repulsive, do not be surprised that the Cretans would also have seen what Paul said as not going with the times.
可是这里是什么？保罗跟提多说，这里是合乎纯正道理的话。
But yet Paul tells Titus that such are what accords with sound doctrine.
是圣灵启示保罗写给提多让克里特教会明白的真理。
The Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write to Titus so that he might instruct the church in Crete.
第一节这里的你所讲的那个讲
Chapter 2 verse 1 it says here teach.
这里这个字是命令式的动词这里不是一个建议它是命令提多你要讲
This is actually a verb that is a command. It is not a suggestion.
所以既然这是使徒的指示，那下面的九节跟我们都有关系。
And because these are the instructions of an apostle, the following nine verses would be directly applicable to us.
所以我们不用问 这段经文跟我们有什么关系，一定跟你有关系。
So we need not ask the question, how is this applicable to me? Because it definitely will apply to you.
可能你现在是少年的姐妹还是少年的弟兄，或者你曾经是少年的姐妹少年的弟兄。
Maybe you are now a young sister or young brother, or you might once have been a young sister or young brother.
然后现在你是年长的弟兄或者年长姐妹，或者以后你在准备做这个年长的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe you are elderly men or elderly women now, and those who are young, you are preparing to become one.
所以非常的实用。
So it's extremely practical.
非常的实际。
And it's very, very practical here.
可是实际实用不代表我们容易接受。
But even if it is practical, it doesn't mean that it is easily accepted.
好，所以我们先针对第一组人年长的弟兄说话。Okay? 这是有年纪有经验，你头发如果白， we assume 你是年长的这个弟兄。
So we'll look at the first verse which is applicable to the older men.And if you have lots of experience, or if you have a head full of white hair, we will assume that you must be older.
保罗所要的对象是年长的弟兄，为什么？
Paul is addressing older men. Why?
因为在之前的提多书记得吗？他说长老的资格，他已经跟这些年长的这个成熟的弟兄在说话。
Because earlier on he has already addressed the older men when he talks about the qualifications of elders.
他已经针对了这个教会领袖来说话。
He has addressed the leaders of the church.
所以他接下去的话，这个连接的话，他就跟当中什么年长的弟兄继续说话。
So as he continues, he actually is continuing to address older men in the church.
所以这里不只是指长老，这里是年长的，有这个年龄的，有这个生活这个经历的这个弟兄。
So he is no longer referring to elders, but referring to the elderly who are mature and have lots of experience in life.
所以年长弟兄，你听他第一个要求，保罗对你第一个要求是节制。
So older men, please listen. The first demand that Paul gives to you is that you'll be sober minded.
那我们想到节制，我们想到什么？我们就想到不酗酒，就头脑清醒的人。
To be sober-minded brings to mind one that is not a drunkard.
你想到节制，你可能你想到你楼下这个网上做的这个咖啡店的酗酒的那些头脑不清醒不节制的可能老年人。
And when you consider sober-mindedness, you might think of the contrast in those elderly men in the coffee shop who are drunk.
那我们大家要问一个问题，他在要求弟兄的这个榜样的时候，为什么他开头提到这个酗酒的事呢？
And we want to ask why when Paul refers or addresses the older man, he starts by referring to drunkenness or sober-mindedness.
因为有很多的条件，为什么没有说爱主，为什么没有说受人尊重，为什么没有说其他事，他用节制。
There are many things that he could have said about, for example, loving the Lord or other things. Why must he talk about sober-mindedness?
所以这里是保罗这位，他从生活最实际的生活的这个情况挑出一个最普遍的问题。
And actually, Paul is addressing daily life and he is bringing out a common problem.
神创造人类的时候，他给人什么？他托付人管理天上的鸟、地上的动物和植物，还有这个海里的鱼。
When God created man, he instructed man to rule over the birds of the air, the animals of the land, and the fish of the sea.
男人的责任是工作。
The responsibility of man is to work.
因为犯罪的缘故，工作变得非常困难。
But because of sin, work became hard.
伊甸园之后已经没有轻松容易做的工作了。
And there is no longer easy work.
因为什么？因为在创世纪三章，神咒诅，神也应许弟兄们，你们工作必须什么？受到困难 你的身体精神必定劳苦。
That's because when God cursed the ground, He told the man that the ground will bring forth thorns and thistles for men, and by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread.
你工作没有拿到花红，亚当耕田没有得到收获。
If you work and you did not get a bonus, it's like Adam, he actually planted but he had no fruit.
然后你说你就是汗流浃背的才能什么糊口。
You can only be eating through the sweat of your brow.
因为年长的弟兄他们活了那么多年，他们劳苦了那么多年，他们辛苦，他们明白了这个咒诅是真实的，是困难的。
Older men who have toiled all their life for food have come to understand that this curse is indeed true, that work is difficult.
因为这一切的劳苦，他选择什么？他当时候他们选择酗酒，他们喝酒不节制，累了放弃了。
And because of working too hard all their lives, many older men at that time they have chosen to take the way of drunkenness.
因为生活的劳苦，工作的这个痛苦，有人选择抽烟，发泄在某一些的娱乐上。
Because of the hardships in life and in work.Different people chooses to escape in different ways, some in smoking, some in being drunken.
所以保罗要求这个节制什么？一个节制的年长弟兄，表明了他继续什么？他还是继续的奋斗那个罪恶的这个咒诅。
And when Paul addresses older men to be sober-minded, he is talking about these men who are actually continuing to strive against sin.
所以他们没有放弃，他们继续的节制，继续的努力的工作，或者在他们的岗位上继续的付出。
They did not give up and they are not resigned, but they continue to be contributing in whichever area that their work is in.
所以我们说到这里，我们就跟弟兄说，如果你打拼事业，你全身的力量已经费尽了。
And to the brothers, we want to say this, if you have been striving in your work and hoping to carve out a good career and you are tired and exhausted,
你现在有一点 battery flat,
and your battery is flat,
保罗通过提多告诉你们这些年长的弟兄，以后我们成为年长弟兄，他说你们要振作，你们要节制，你不可以有丧气的态度，因为有后果的。
Through Titus, Paul is instructingall of us younger and older men not to give up and we need to persevere because there are consequences.
第二个就是来到端庄。
And the second is to be dignified.
保罗从一个很简单的要求他连接到这个又很像很简单的要求叫端庄。
It seems like a simple request to be dignified.
如果你用中文是端正庄严的这个意识。
That means to live it with dignity.
所以我们听加尔文怎么形容这一段。
Let's look at how Calvin describes this.
加尔文翻这个端庄为 gravity.
And Calvin translates this word dignified with the word gravity.
他说一个年长者沉迷在年少时的欢乐是一个极其羞耻的事。这样的长者会促使什么？少年人更加的放荡。
And Calvin says, nothing is more shameful than for an old man to indulge in youthful wantonness, and by this countenance, he strengthens the impudence of the young.
所以他说，所以年长的弟兄必须体现庄严，使得少年的弟兄自守，受约束。
And so in the life of old men, therefore, let there be displayed a becoming gravity which shall constrain the young to modesty.
简单的说，年长的信徒的榜样会影响年少信徒的榜样。
To put it simply, the example set by older men will affect the younger men.
我们又很简单的明白 ,OK?
And let's simplify this.
比如说你年轻的时候很热心。
Maybe you are very passionate when you are young.
然后你年老的时候你不热心。
But you lack passion when you are older.
这个弟兄能不能跟他的孩子说，那孩子你要热心。
Can such a man tell his children, children, you must be passionate?
不可以，因为孩子说没有，爸爸，你以前热心，现在不热心，我是跟着你的榜样做的。I myself reached the end, like you've concluded.
And the children will say, no, dad, I'm just following your example, that you were once passionate and now no longer, so we are just following your footsteps.
那可能你是年长弟兄说，诶，这个很不公平啊，你信你的，你为什么要牵涉我？
And the older man might say, this is so unfair, you believe in what you believe, why do you want to implicate me?
你为什么要求我做你的榜样？
Why do you want me to be your example?
保罗两次对哥林多的教会说，效法我，有如我效法基督。
But Paul twice instructs the Corinthians to imitate him as he imitates Christ.
那在腓立比书他也说，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
And in Philippians, Paul also encourages the brothers to join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us.
所以很实际的。
So this is very practical.
所以今天早上啊， Charlotte 问为什么我穿领带。
And this morning, Charlotte asked me, why did I put on a tie?
所以 Maurice 走进来，我就问 Maurice, 你上个星期为什么穿领带？
And when Maurice came in, I asked him, why do you wear put on a tie last week?
Maurice 没有想，他说爸爸穿领带，我就穿领带。
Maurice did not say, because my dad put on a tie, so did I.
年长者对年幼的人的影响不用说的，你看了你就很自然的，我们会行。
Older men have an influence on younger men that need not be said.And need not be vocalized, but whatever that we do, the young will follow.
所以保罗所提的是一件很非常简单的一件事。
So what Paul writes here is something that is simple.
你在家中是年长的，你在家中有影响；你在教会是年长的，你在教会也有影响。
At home, you are the older person. You influence the younger people. So it is in church as well.
所以他继续的说，在信心、爱心、忍耐上，第一节都要纯全无瑕。
And he continues, self-control, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness.
所以他这里要求什么？他这里要求是一个完整的，不是没有罪，是完整的基督徒。
And what he is asking here is for a complete Christian, not a perfect sinless Christian, but a complete Christian.
这个弟兄对神有信心，对人有爱心。
This man has faith in God and has love for men.
那在这两件事上，他有什么这个忍耐、恒久、持久的这个心态？
And in both of this, he continues in steadfastness and he perseveres.
所以不是一个急躁、忽冷忽热的这个基督徒。
He is not a hasty, sudden, cold, and suddenly hot Christian.
那保罗是不是要求很高？
Is Paul's demand very difficult?
又要有爱心，要有信心，又要持久。
You must have faith, you must have love, and you must be steadfast.
不是的。
Of course not.
保罗所提的是最基本的基督徒的特征。
Whatever that Paul is writing here is basic Christian characteristic.
他在别处希伯来说书说，人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
In Hebrews, the author writes, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以他在这里要求，在信心，为什么你要有信心？你是基督徒，你就要有信心。
Faith, why must have faith? You are a Christian, you must have faith.
那耶稣自己说，你们如果彼此相爱，人就知道我是你门徒。你如果是基督徒，你就要有爱心。
Jesus himself said that you must love one another, and that shows that you are Christian.
所以保罗没有过高的要求，这个是普通的要求。他要求年长的弟兄做一个真真实实、的的确确的真基督徒。
So Paul's demand is not lofty, it is not way too difficult to achieve, but he is actually asking the same simple demands of the Bible that you want to be a true Christian.
这里他第二节的这里指示，不限于我们说不限于这个罗马的文化。
And his instructions in verse 2 is not limited to Roman culture.
不限于罗马的时代。
and it is not limited to the Roman era.
是跨时间的这个指示。
It is a universal instruction.
今天依然有权威。
Today it has its authority.
非常的简单。
It is simple.
那我们要进入第三到第五节了。
And we are coming to verses 3-5.
就是争论性的，对有些人有争论性的三节。
And these three verses would be controversial to some people.
虽然只有三节，有很多人争论这个三节的这个解释。
Even though there are only three verses here, but many people debate on the interpretation.
他们说这个要文化理解。
And they say this is cultural.
我们说不可以，刚才对男生的是跨文化的这个只是。不可以来到第三节，局限在文化解释。
But we said earlier on that verse 2 is universal in its application, so we cannot suddenly turn to verse 3 and say that's only cultural.
有些用时期的这个理解说，哦，时代变了，我们要换一个理解的方式。
Some people say that we ought to interpret this verse according to the times, and when the times have changed, we need to have a different interpretation.
他说保罗的时期是以男人为主的写法，现在是男女平等的时期，我们的解释要这个体谅这个今世的这个文化。
And these people argue that Paul was writing in a patriarchal time where it is the main emphasis is on men. But today, where there is equality between men and women, we need to be interpreting this from a different perspective.
第二节如果是跨时间，第三节不可以局限在一个时间范围。It has to be consistent, 要一致的。
But if verse 2 is universal,then verse 3 cannot be cultural, it has to be consistent.
所以我们理解圣经要按照圣经作者的原意来明白神的指示。
So when we interpret scripture, we have to go back to the authorial intent.
可能你觉得我讲的不清楚，我就用一个例子。
You might think that I am not clear. Let me give you an example.
这个你们都熟悉这个例子。
And you are all familiar with this example.
如果我跟你在60年代签一个合约，
If you and I signed a contract in the 60s,
这个合约里面讲了很多东西都列出来了。
And in this contract, it spells out all the terms.
50年后我跟你讲这个合约的理解方式，我觉得不实际。
And 50 years later, I tell you the way that we understand the contractual terms now is impractical.
我跟你说，我要修改这个合约的解释，可是内容可以一样。
And then I tell you, we will keep the content of the contract, but we want to change its interpretation.
你会跟我说，你要换解释，你就在这换内容。
And then you will tell me, if you want to change the interpretation, you need to change the content as well.
你们都知道我在讲什么。
And you all know what I'm referring to.
修改神话语的解释，就是在修改神的字。
Changing the interpretation of God's word is to change the words.
所以感谢神，他是保罗写的这些事是非常容易明白的字，可是不容易被接受。
And we want to be thankful to God that the words that Paul has written, they are very simple to understand, just that they are not easily palatable.
所以问题不是清楚不清楚，是愿意不愿意遵守。
So the problem does not lie with the clarity of the words, the problem lies with the willingness to accept.
看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
对年长的姐妹。
To older women.
所以你看那个次序，他谈了年长的弟兄，他先谈年长的这个姐妹。
So after addressing older men, now he first turns to older women.
保罗非常的注重年长妇女在教会的这个服事跟影响。
Paul emphasizes the service of older women in the church and also their influence.
他这么注重这些妇女，在提摩太前书第五章，他对于这个照管这个寡妇的事，他对教会有非常清楚的这个指示。
He is so concerned about the ministry of older women that in 1 Timothy 5, Paul gives a very clear, detailed instructions about taking care of widows.
所以这里他劝什么？他叫提顿，你要劝老年妇人，举止行事要恭敬。
Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior.
所以年长妇女恭敬的要求就相似于年长弟兄端庄的要求。
And being reverent in behavior is similar to the instruction to older men to be dignified.
那我们又问了问题，为什么他首先的要求是这个恭敬？
And we again ask the same question, why does he start with being reverent in behavior?
那我们回到500年前 ,OK?
We go back to 500 years ago.
加尔文说500年前啊 ,1509 到1500多年的时候，
And Calvin said this in, and when Calvin said this, it was during the 1500s.
他说，当时候我们常常可以观察到，在社会中有年老的女士们，她们的服装打扮仿佛还在什么少年中，或者打扮中又是过重的迷信，两者之间，这些有些人取不掉，取不得平衡。
And Calvin said this, we very frequently see that females advance in age either continue to dress with the likeness of youthful years or have something superstitious in their apparel. And seldom do they hit the golden mean.
所以这个问题啊，从提多的时候到加尔文的时候到今天还是一样的。
And so we can see that this same problem would be present during Titus's time and during Calvin's time and also today.
所以保罗又用最简单的这个要求先提起这个妇女的这个行为举止要像一个基督徒。
And once again, Paul used very simple words to remind the older women that their behavior must be the characteristic of a Christian.
那加尔文他在讲谁呢？
Who was or were Calvin referring to?
在改革时他有一个女王，她是苏格兰的女王，叫玛丽。
And during the Reformation, there is a queen of Scotland who is called Mary.
她非常的不恭敬。
She is irreverent.
她不断的重婚。
She kept remarrying.
她第三个丈夫是杀害第二个丈夫的这个嫌疑。
And her third husband is the suspect who killed her second husband.
所以苏格兰的一个牧师改革家叫约翰诺克基就说这个女王不恭敬，不应该做女王。
And so one of the Scotland reformer who is John Knox said that she is not worthy to be queen.
因为当时候的王有保护教会的这个权柄，所以他有这个权柄在管理教会，所以这个诺克斯说他不配，他不恭敬，他不配。
Because in those days, the king and the queen, they are the official protectors of the church. So John Knox said that she is unworthy to be queen.
所以第三节我们这个不要误会啊，我们不是说教会有责任告诉姐妹怎样穿着。
Please don't misunderstand. We're not saying that the church has the responsibility to teach women how to dress.
可是他要什么？他说：“你们当中的年长的妇女，你们啊自己评估，然后你们教导姐妹们怎样是恭敬的态度。”
He is instructing the older women in the church to examine this issue themselves and then teach the younger women what to do.
因为如果你们误解的话，你们可能有些基督教的这个帮派哈，他们就规定了妇女穿什么，我们不是做这种事。
Because if you misunderstand this, like some circles in Christianity, they would dictate how women ought to dress, and no, that's not what we are saying.
所以他说，你们妇女们，你们知道，那你们教导你们当中的妇女们什么是恭敬的这个态度。
And so he is telling the older women that you ought to know what to do and then teach the younger women.
然后继续的你看第三节他说你不说谗言不给酒做奴仆。
We continue in verse 3, not slanderous or slaves to much wine.
所以相似于对年长弟兄要求节制他说你们这里不要说谗言也不要酗酒。
And it is similar to the instructions to older men not to be drunkards.
那什么是谗言呢？
What does it mean to slander?
就是废话，就是这个不正式的话，就是
It means nonsense. It means things that are not true. Gossip.
那我们怎么明白？
How do we approach this?
Right, 你的分享是我的，你觉得是分享，我觉得是废话。
You might take it as sharing, but to me, that's nonsense.
所以好，我们来个简单的明白 ，OK? 简单的明白。
And let's simplify this again.
如果你读华文报
，If you read the Chinese newspaper,
你很清楚，如果你要知道天下，重视你读早报。
If you want to know the happenings in the world, you will read 早报。
你要听惊天动人的这个轶事，你读什么？你读晚报。
If you want to hear gossip and dramatized stories, you go to the 晚报。
不要错才是，你是喜爱早报内容的那种人，不是喜爱晚报内容的那种人。
Don't be a slanderer. Love what is in the 早报, not what is in the 晚报。
所以你，如果你这里在晚报做工，对不起。这是普遍理解了，不是说晚报没有这个真实的内容，就是普遍理解。你读中文报，你知道 we are about right, 对不对？
So you read the Straits Times, you don't go to the new paper.
所以好，你听得出我以前我不读晚报。
And you might say I do not go to the new paper.
那可能你跟从明星的这个，你恋慕明星，你追他们的新闻，你知道这个某某的这个明星在哪里吃饭，这东西 OK。你喜欢这些的这个新闻
，But you might be following some other tabloid and wanting to know which celebrity dines at which restaurant。
很重要，因为你看第三节这个字啊，谗言这个字
，and this very important word slanderer。
希腊文是 diabolos， 就是邪恶的意思。
And in the Greek, it is the word diabolos, which is the word that we get diabolical, evil.
是形容撒旦的一个名称。
This is a word that's used to describe Satan.
所以保罗很爱惜这个年长的妇人，说你们不要行这什么邪恶的事，说谗言，邪恶的事。
Paul loves the older women, and he is instructing them not to do what is evil.
所以保罗是不是要求太高呢？
Is Paul's demands too high again?
不是的，他就是要求年长的姐妹做一个真真实实的基督徒。
No, he is again asking the women to behave like true Christians.
所以这里不是过高的要求，他是很简单的用最实际的方法要求姐妹们，年长的姐妹们好，做一个真的基督徒。
So this is not a demand that is too difficult to achieve, but he is just simply telling the older women to behave like true Christians.
所以好，所以如果你要说话，可是你不可以说谗言，说什么？保罗说哈，有办法。他说三节，你就用你的话语教导善道。
So if we don't slander, we don't know what else to say. No, Paul says, teach what is good.
所以中文的这个英文的翻译是教导善的事
，teach what is good
比较清楚。教导善的事，好的事，用你的口去教导。
So those things that are good, use your mouth and teach them.
他们的对象就是年轻的这个妇女
，and their audience would be the young women.
所以。请大家注意这个次序。
So please note the order.
很重要 ,OK?
The order is important.
如果我们听歪了，听了好像讲员是大男人主义。
If after we hear the sermon and we go away thinking that the speaker is chauvinistic.
所以这个次序很重要 ,OK?
This order is important.
保罗写信给提多。
Paul wrote to Titus.
叫提多教导年长的这个妇女。
And he instructs Titus to teach older women.
这个年长妇女的责任是教这个年轻的妇女第四节跟第五节的内容。
The older women are to instruct younger women, and the content is in verses 4 and 5.
第四节跟第五节，我们的时代非常的争论性。
Verses 4 and 5 is highly controversial in our times.
跟新加坡的这个社会非常的争论性。
And especially in a society like Singapore.
感谢神的智慧，他说提多你找年长的妇女，这个第四跟第五节最好的老师是年长的妇女教年轻的妇女。
Again, we are thankful that God has in his wisdom inspired Paul to write in such a way that Titus is to instruct older women who in turn will instruct the younger women.
年轻的妇女找那些 活出第四、第五节的妇女来学习。
Younger women look for older women who have lived out verses 4 and 5 and learn from them.
所以我们要解释第四到第五节。如果我说的不渗透、不清楚、不仔细，说的太烂，啊，你们去找年长的，行过这第四、第五节的这个年长的妇女，因为这是圣经的次序。
And if, in my instructions here, it is unclear or not detailed enough,or it is lousy, then please go look for older woman who has lived out these verses and learn from her.
这里要说，这里是谈到这个在结了婚有了孩子的这个妇女。
This is of course referring to a woman who is married and has bore children.
别处的圣经会讲到单身的这个这些弟兄姐妹的所要做的这些事。
Other parts of scripture would have taught on what unmarried brothers and sisters should be doing.
所以这里的对象是大多数有结婚有孩子的这个妇女。
And so the subjects here is on those who are married and have children.
那我们很多人都受到单身妇女的影响，我们特别的爱护他们。
And many of us are influenced in a positive manner by unmarried women, single women, and we love those who are single.
那我信主是单身妇女给我传福音的，然后教导我圣经的，所以这个不是大男人主义所说的话。
I came to the Lord through a single woman who taught me the scriptures and brought me to Christ. So this is not the teaching of a male chauvinist.
可是使徒的指示第四节我们看。
But let's look at verse 4. These are the instructions of the apostle.
用善道教训人，好指示少年妇人要爱丈夫爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
And so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home,kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled.
所以我们说了，年长的这个姐妹要教导少年的这个姐妹。
And we said that the older women are to teach the young women.
那教导的方式是什么？
What is the way to teach?
是不是开妇女班？
Is it to open a women's class?
妇女退休会？
Is it for a women's retreat?
妇女这个圣经会议？
Or a women's Bible conference?
这都没有错。
Nothing wrong with those.
可是我们又想得太复杂了。
But we are complicating things.
这里的模式是什么？
What is the model here?
这里的模式是一个爱主、爱丈夫、爱孩子的母亲，教她的女儿怎么爱主、爱丈夫、爱她的孩子。
Here, the model is a woman who loves her husband, who loves the Lord and loves her children,teaching her daughters to do the same.
她的儿女嫁出去之后，这位年长的这个姐妹又在找教会里面的年轻的姐妹，教她们什么？爱主、爱丈夫、爱教会。
And after the children are grown and have their own families, this old woman will teach the younger women in the church to love the Lord, to love their husbands and to love their children.
这个教导的方式是一点一滴，就像母亲教导女儿的这个方式，慢慢的教，不是用个铁锤打那个女儿说你马上听，没有这样的女儿，对不对？这慢慢的教，慢慢的训练。
So this is a long stretch process of teaching bit by bit and not hammering your children and demanding that they learn immediately.
这里是一个非正式的过程。
This is an it's not structured or official.
是一点一滴长年累月的这个累积。
But it is bit by bit and over the course of many years.
那当中的年长的妇女，当中的妈妈跟婆婆，你们的影响是非常的大的。一点一滴加起来的时候是非常的大的。
So older women in our midst, the grandmothers and the older women, whatever that you do is very important and is going to build up bit by bit.
那我跟你分享一个故事。
Let me share with you a story.
它是真的故事。
This is a real story.
啊，一个是有妈妈在家的故事，一个有一个妈妈不在家的故事。
And this is a story about two families, one with the mother at home, another without the mother at home.
那好多年前我跟静婷我们结婚了，然后我们有第一个厨房。
Many years ago when I am married to my wife Rachel, we had our first kitchen.
记得吗？你们的第一个厨房。
Remember your first kitchen?
第一个锅，第一个这个电冰箱或者雪柜。
Your first pot, your first refrigerator.
所以我们兴高采烈的我们去买我们厨房的这个必需品。
And so, very full of joy, we went to buy the necessities of our, kitchen.
我们的妈妈没有教我们厨房的必需品是什么。
Our mothers did not teach us what a kitchen needs.
可是我们看了二十多年。
But we've seen it for 20 years.
所以我就买了麻油、蚝油、酱青、酱油、花雕酒、芝麻。那个收这个钱的时候，哇！你们是刚刚结婚买厨房的用品。
And so I bought sesame oil, oyster sauce, pepper, whatever, all those things, and went to the cashier. And the cashier looked at it and said, "Ah, you are buying things needed for the kitchen."
I just realized chipping cooks a lot, so 我漏了什么
？Pepper.
Okay, 胡椒。Okay.我回到这个，我们回到厨房的时候 ，Rachel 跟我讲，买这些做什么
？When we return to the kitchen, Rachel asked me, "Why did you buy all this?"
我就觉得很奇怪，我们是买必需品吗？这个厨房一定要有的。我看我还是少了很多东西。
And to me, I was very puzzled. These are the necessities of a kitchen, and in fact, I think I still need many more things.
我是得了 Rachel 的同意，跟你们分享她的。他的基本
I have gotten my wife's permission to share all this with you, but her fundamentals
三样东西啊
three things
泡面
instant noodles
午餐肉
luncheon meat
鸡蛋
eggs
一点一滴累积起来的这个影响是很大的
and the influence that is accumulated over the years bit by bitis extremely important.
现在我已经不知道我厨房有什么了，因为 Rachel 完全的掌控了。
I know not what's in my kitchen now because Rachel has fully taken over.
为什么这里 ？OK， 我们看为什么这里保罗要注重这个少女、这个少年夫人的这个丈夫跟孩子的情况呢
？Why does Paul pay so much attention to the older women, the younger women, and their husbands and children?
非常有智慧的，这个不是大男人主义。
This is full of wisdom and not male chauvinist.
请看创世纪第三章。
Please look at Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章对女人的咒诅就是跟丈夫跟孩子关系上的问题。
In Genesis chapter 3, the curse to the woman is related to the husband and to the children.
对丈夫的咒诅，对男人的咒诅是工作什么？不顺利，工作困难，工作的劳苦，使到你汗流浃背，糊口。
The curse.To the man is on his work that it will not be smooth and easy anymore, that it will be hard and it will also be through his sweat that he shall eat.
男人会花全身的精力直到你死的话你会工作到你死因为你要糊口。
Men will be spending their entire lifetime trying to put bread on the table.
妻子做妻子做妈妈的你会花一生的这个精力烦恼你的孩子烦恼你的这个跟丈夫的关系
As for the woman the curse is that the woman will be spending her entire lifetime worrying about the problems with the husband and with the children
所以蛮有爱心的这个保罗跟这些年长的妇女说你们知道这个的痛苦你们首要帮助年轻妇女的就是帮助他们怎样跟孩子跟丈夫的关系怎样的去这个经营
And so Paul in his wisdom is now turning to addressing the women of how they can help younger women to manage their households manage their husbands and children
你看第五节勤守贞洁料理家务待人有恩顺服自己的丈夫
Verse 5, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands.
教导这一些的目的就是帮助少年的这个妇女抗拒堕落后的那个咒诅。
And teaching this is actually to help women to be persevering against the curse due to the fall.
上一次志平有教这个创世纪的这个列目有这什么管辖辖制的这个 dominant 的这个意思。
And we have said last time that desiring over the husband in Genesis is not a passionate desire, but rather it is to want to dominate.
因为罪的咒诅，一个妇女不甘心情愿的顺服丈夫，她要辖制丈夫，丈夫不甘愿，就会什么不体贴妻子了，就要管辖她的这个妻子。这个婚姻里面就有这个挣扎。
And the curse in Genesis due to the fall of man when they sin is that the marriage is no longer going to be a peaceful union. The woman, the wife, would constantly desire to dominate the husband while the husband will not take it lying down. He will want to exert his rule.
所以我们用创世纪第三章的咒诅明白这段的时候，我们知道为什么保罗这样的写法。
And if we understand this passage through the lens of Genesis, we will understand why Paul wrote that.
因为咒诅的缘故，保罗就告诉这些年长的妇女，你要帮助这些年轻的这个姐妹。
Because of the curse, Paul is instructing older women to help younger women.
所以这里说，在家里工作
，to be workers at home.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
在家里工作
，working at home，
这个容易明白吗
？Is that not easy to understand？
有很是很清楚的字
，It's clear。
我们这里就说的，他的精神，他的注意。如果你是结了婚，你有孩子的话，你的精神，你的注意力就是放在你的家中，因为这个咒诅。
And so if you are married and if you have children, then you ought to devote your strength and attention to the home because that's where the curse is.
在家中的工作是什么？没有假期，没有 MC, 没有花红，什么都没有。
Working at home doesn't come with any bonus or MC or anything else.
也没有一件事。
And not one thing.
No, 有一件事也是没有。
There's one thing also lacking.
没有后悔。
There's no regrets.
你已经花了你全部的精神看你的孩子，料理你的家事，帮助你的丈夫。
You have spent all your effort working at home, looking after the children, helping your husband.
你是按着圣经的指示来对抗这个咒诅的。
You are obeying the Bible's teaching as you are working against the curse.
这样的什么？这样的夫人，如果做到的话，你看第四节
，Such a woman, if she does this, look at verse 4,
你就使到神的道没有被毁谤。
Verse 5, the word of God will not be reviled.
所以神清楚的话，如果我们遵循了，我们就使到神的话没有被毁谤了。
And if we obey the word of God, then of course the word of God will not be reviled.
你注重你的孩子，你注重你的家庭，过于你注重你的事业。你简简单单的、清清楚的、就执行了这个教导。
Devotion to your home and to your children and your husband rather than to your career would mean that you have lived out this command, rightly.
可是我们说，这个教导是一点一滴，母亲教导女儿、教导年轻姐妹的这个态度，不是用铁锤逼着人执行的。
But we said also that this is going to be accumulated bit by bit, the mother teaching the children, especially the daughters, and it is not going to be enforced through iron fist.
那我们用一个例子哈。
Let's look at another example.
就是一个妈妈在家，单收入家庭的这个弟兄跟一个双收入的姐妹的这个关系。
And we are going to look at the story of a family with a single income versus a family with a dual income.
如果你看过单收入的时候，你就明白 ，OK， 单收入的这个生活的，就是比较紧、比较困难，可是比较美满。
And if you have looked at a single income family, you might have seen that, of course, the purse strings are tighter, but it is more fulfilling.
那 几天前 我母亲跟我说你的事都是你管的，因为我已经全部付出了，我没有后悔，现在全部都是你的事了。
A few days ago my mom said to me, now you are in charge of your life, I have already given you my all, now you are in control.
她不欠我，
She does not owe me anything.
她没有后悔，
She has no regrets.
可是如果她没有做那个选择的话，她可能没有办法跟我说我没有后悔，我完全尽了我的责任。
But if she did not make that hard choice, then she might not be able to say to me that I have no regrets because I have fulfilled my responsibility.
我们要记得，男人的咒诅就是养家、干活的咒诅。
We want to remember that the curse to the man is on his work and on putting food and bread on the table.
女人的咒诅是家庭、丈夫、孩子的这个劳苦。
The curse to the woman is in childbearing and in the husband and in the family.
男人的担子是职场的工作，女人的担子是家中的工作。
The burden of man is to be working in the field while the woman's burden is to be working at home.
所以年轻的妇女需要年长的妇女教导他们怎么样去行，年轻的弟兄需要这个年长的弟兄教导我们怎么在职场上存活。
So younger women need older women to teach them how to manage the home, while younger men need older men to teach them how to survive in the workplace.
好，我们看第六到第八节。
Let's look at verses 6 to 8.
第六节这里指的好了，讲到少年的姐妹，好，现在就讲到少年的这个弟兄。
And after addressing younger women, now he addresses the younger men.
第六节这里说，少年的弟兄要什么？谨守。
Urge the younger man to be self-controlled, verse 6.
然后他继续的对提多说，提多就是年少的人，他说，好，他就用提多做一个例子，你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样，在教训要正直端庄，言语纯全，无可指责，叫那反对你的人自觉什么羞愧。
And he tells Titus, who is a young man himself, show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity and sound speech that cannot be condemned.
这里的这个重点就是，年轻的弟兄你就要学刚才那组年长的弟兄的榜样。
So the main point here is younger women, you must learn from the example set by the older men.
你要在信心、爱心、恒心上有着他们的榜样。
You must be following their fine example in faith, in love and in steadfastness.
你在你这个反抗这个咒诅的这个士气上不能丧气。
As you strive against the curse, do not become discouraged.
你看第九到第十节，他继续讲到在职场的人。
And verses 9 to 10 addresses those who are in the workplace.
所以刚才你看，他讲到妇女的时候，他讲到家里；他讲到弟兄的时候，他讲到职场。
And so when he speaks of women, he talks about them at home, working at home, and then when he talks about the men, he speaks of them striving in the workplace.
所以因为堕落后的这个有罪有堕落了，然后他们工作有苦难，保罗有这一些很实际的教导。
Because of the fall and the curse on the work, so now workers will face difficulties, but Paul has very practical instructions.
那当时候的这个信徒多数都是什么？多数都是做奴仆的。
In those days, most believers were slaves.
所以保罗有着很实际的教导。
And Paul has practical teachings for them.
他说，你看第九节。
Look at verse 9.
劝仆人要顺服自己的主人。
Slaves are to be submissive to their own masters.
你如果打工，他说，你如果打工你要听你老板的话。
In other words, if you are an employee, then you need to obey your boss.
不要假强，不要装聪明。
Don't act smart.
很简单哦，很简单，对不对？
Isn't that simple?
可是今天有人说，you need to manage your boss.
But today people say you must manage your boss.
做过的人知道 it's impossible to manage your boss.
And those who have tried know that it is impossible.
Because he's the manager, you are the executive, you execute what the manager tells you to execute. Sorry.
What he said?
你的老板请你来就是帮他做事的，你如果要管理他，就是有点不对。保罗很简单的说，你是奴仆，你就顺服你的老板吧。你的咒诅已经很苦了，你不要再加给自己多一点苦。
You are an employee. You are employed to execute the task. So just do what you are told to do. Do not add on another burden and try to manage your boss.
我如果想约瑟什么？爸爸讲放羊，他放羊，然后管家叫他管家，他管家，然后他在牢里，他就管监牢里面的人，然后那个法老叫他管米，他就管米，他就是顺服就对了。
Look at Joseph. His father asked him to be a shepherd, and he be a shepherd.And then when he was in when he was the slave that was managing the household, he managed the household. Then when he was thrown in jail and he was made a manager of all the people in jail, he did that. And when Pharaoh asked him to manage the grain, he managed the grain. Just do what you are told.
然后他说第九节，你要讨他的喜欢，不可以顶撞他。
You are to be well pleasing, not argumentative.
啊，这里不是拍马屁。
This is not asking you to curry favor.
可是这里不要顶撞你的老板。
Asking you not to be argumentative.
啊，如果你是下属，你是工作的弟兄，这个是你工作的应该有的观点。
If you are a brother who is working under somebody, this should be the perspective you have.
第十节，你不可以私吞，私拿东西。
Not pilfering.
你不私拿他的财物，你不私拿他的时间，这个我们明白。
We've said before that you shall not steal from your boss, whether is it time or resources.
有些人私拿这个上司的权柄，对不对？
Some people, they actually pilfer the authority of their manager.
这一些是很简单，很实际工作的这个指示。
These are very simple and practical instructions to those who are in the workplace.
那我们知道保罗自己也在职场上做工，他明白这些道理。他实际的明白，他不是跟你讲大道理。
We know that Paul is not just giving instructions without experience because he works as well.
那在一切这些做事的方法，弟兄，如果你们行了，你是什么？你就使到神的道得到尊荣。
And so after doing all this, brothers, you are adorning the doctrine of God our Savior.
你看，妇女如果在家中行了这一些事，他免得神的道理被毁谤。弟兄如果行了这一些事，他以致凡事尊荣都归给神的道。
So women after doing all those things will cause the word of God not to be reviled, and brothers after doing all these things may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior.
好，总结。
Let's conclude.
年长的妇女要找年轻的妇女教导他们执行这些指示。
Older women are to teach younger women.
一点一滴的，慢慢的，温柔的教。
Bit by bit, teaching gently.
年长的弟兄要做年少弟兄的榜样。
Older men are to be good examples for younger men.
年轻的妇女要找年长的妇女学习。
Younger women are to look for older women and learn from them.
年轻的弟兄要以年长的弟兄做榜样。
Younger men are to follow the example of older men.
男人的咒诅是工作的劳苦。
Man's curse is the difficulty in work.
女人的咒诅是养育孩子和丈夫关系的这个辛劳。
The woman's curse is on rearing children and also loving the husband at home.
女人的这个负担是家庭，男人的负担是在职场上。
Woman's burden is in the home, while man's burden is in the workplace.
我们需要很多的帮助来执行这些简单的指示。
We need a lot of help to carry out these simple instructions.
保罗很清楚的给我们很简单的指示。
Paul gives us simple instructions very clearly.
那如果我们有教会的弟兄姐妹，我们能够寻求这些帮助。
If we have brothers and sisters in the church, we can actually look for them for help.
那如果你的人生经验经过这些事，你已经明白了，你可以找一些年轻的帮助他们。
If you have already gone through this phase of life and you are advanced in years, look for someone younger and help them.
我们做这一切就是什么？使到神的道不被毁谤。直到神的道 得到什么尊荣。
We do all this so that the word of God may not be reviled and that we are adorning the doctrine of God our Savior. Let's close in prayer.